Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north. Tomorrow night, we'll have cloudy skies around 20. As we head into Sunday, becoming partly sunny, we'll see temperatures in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 21.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Kansas expects to finish giving COVID-19 vaccines to long-term care residents and healthcare workers by the end of this month and has moved people aged 65 and older into the next group to receive the shots. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly yesterday announced new details about the order in which her state's residents will be eligible for inoculations, and making people aged 65 to 74 years an earlier priority was the biggest shift. The state's previous plan had that age group getting their vaccines after people in congregate living, such as shelters for the homeless and prisons. Kansas Representative Jake LaTurner tested positive for COVID-19 while participating in a joint session of Congress that certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the Electoral College. LaTurner's office tweeted early yesterday that the freshman Republican is not experiencing any symptoms at this time. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
The lone Democrat in the Kansas congressional delegation is calling for President Trump's removal from office. Representative Sharice Davids made her comments in tweets after a pro-Trump mob stormed the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Davids called late Wednesday on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to remove Trump from office under the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Davids said that Trump should be impeached over the failed insurrection in Washington, but said there wasn't enough time before he leaves office January 20th. She said earlier that Trump had encouraged the mob violence. Authorities have two people in custody in Wichita on a double homicide allegation. Sedgwick County Sheriff Lieutenant Benjamin Blick says deputies took 34-year-old Joshua Dean Halstead and 28-year-old Jacqueline Michelle Arthur into custody Wednesday in Wichita. They're being held on suspicion of first-degree murder and aggravated robbery in the December 29th shooting of 43-year-old Bradley Reese and 22-year-old Kayla Schmidt. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraskans who want to register for a coronavirus vaccination should be able to do so online or by phone within a few weeks. Officials with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services say they plan to launch their new registration website in about 2 weeks and a telephone hotline in roughly 10 days. Angie Ling, the department's incident commander, says the system will allow people to register for a vaccine even if they aren't eligible right away. The state is offering vaccinations in phases with an initial focus on frontline healthcare workers and people who work at or live in long-term care facilities. The Nebraska state law that allowed President-elect Joe Biden to win one of Nebraska's Electoral College votes could once again be...
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The renewal deadline for Kansas driver's licenses has been extended to June 30th through an executive order signed by the governor last week. Online renewal with fees waived is available to those ages 21 to 64. That age range also extended. The online process is through the ICAN program, available on mobile app, and is online at ikan.ks.gov. That's ikan.ks.gov. Kansas Department of Labor reports a number of fraudulent unemployment claims, reminding employers and employees that if you receive such a notification and have not filed for unemployment, please report the matter online at kdol.ks.gov. Again, that's kdol.ks.gov. Online notification is much faster and more reliable than calling the agency. The U.S. Small Business Administration has announced the deadline to apply for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program for the COVID-19 Pandemic Disaster Declaration is extended to December 31st. The deadline extension comes as a result of the recent bipartisan relief bill passed by Congress. COVID counts rose this past week in Marshall County to 52 active cases with 4 hospitalizations. One additional COVID-related death was reported this past week and brings the total to date to 22. The new ag complex at Marysville High School is complete. Students began using the new facilities as school resumed. The ag complex is a significant benefit to the district, according to ag instructor Shelby Siemens.
We are able to add in an animal health course next year for students to get a more advanced level of animal care. And with the new shop, we will be able to offer, with the size of the shop and the things that it's going to eventually have in there, we'll be able to offer even more shop classes than we currently are able to. We're going to be offering a structures class, animal facility, a production facility that we're going to be using for a variety of different things. We're going to be using that for any science-y lab, dissection, animal production lab that we're going to use for that. We're also here in a couple of weeks, we're going to start, we have an aquaponic system, which is a plant and fish growing system. So the fish grow in a tank, and that water from the fish nutrients recirculates and grows the plants.
Shelby Siemens, as well as students from Marysville's FFA department, will be guests on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday at 7:10 a.m. on KNDY. Ivan Sedlacek, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial, St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Sedlacek. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham balls, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and mixed fruit. Monday, grilled chicken sandwich, baked beans, peas and carrots, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Go full speed ahead. Sioux Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like high-pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest, but we have lack of winds aloft, keeping things pretty stagnant out there. We're going to see light winds as well as cloud cover as we head through this Friday, continuing into Friday night. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see peaks of sunshine as we head into the weekend, and finally more sunshine as we head into the early parts of next week, as well as warmer temperatures back into the 40s. Otherwise, for today into the weekend, we'll see temperatures ranging in the 30s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 30s. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, around 20. As we head into Sunday, we'll have partly sunny skies, temps upper 30s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early January, 40. Record high in the state, 72. The average low 17, the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:21. 23 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 8th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Another NBA team hit by COVID. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Philadelphia 76ers guard Seth Curry's tested positive for COVID-19. The team learned of Curry's positive test in the middle of their game against the Brooklyn Nets. The Sixers quarantined overnight in New York. Additional testing and contact tracing begins this morning. As for the game, the Nets supporting cast delivered without stars Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Simmons down the lane, swatted away by Allen. Nets control, they're on the run. LeVert in transition, out of the right. Harris a three. Gone!
The call on WFAN, Brooklyn top Philly, 122-109. The city of Los Angeles continues to treat the Spurs well.
Left wing Johnson against Davis. Screened by Aldridge. Looking for Aldridge inside of the pick and roll, and he slams it down.
On WOAI, behind LaMarcus Aldridge's 28 points, San Antonio Cruz passed the Lakers 118-109 for their second win over an L.A. team. They dispatched the Clippers earlier this week. Baseball hot stove and a blockbuster trade. The Mets acquired four-time All-Star shortstop Francisco Lindor and pitcher Carlos Carrasco from the Cleveland Indians in exchange for infielders Andrés Giménez, Ahmed Rosario, and two minor league prospects. And Mets president Sandy Alderson said they may not be done.
We're not perfect. And so, we will still be active, talking in the marketplace. But I do think this moves us forward quite a bit.
Lindor will be eligible for free agency following the 2021 season. Carrasco has 2 years remaining on his contract with a $14 million team option for 2023. On the college hardwoods, number 8 Wisconsin needed double overtime to outlast Indiana.
Here's Davis at left of the circle. He'll throw to Wall. Left corner three. Yes! Tyler Wall, his third three of the season.
On Learfield, IMG College, a pair of threes from Tyler Wall in the second overtime helped the Badgers pull away for an 80-73 win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville hosts Abilene High School basketball Friday live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on demand.
Fairbury Livestock Company says thank you, buyers and sellers, for keeping the auctions going for over 30 years. From everyone at Fairbury Livestock Company in Fairbury, cattle sales every Tuesday, family-owned business since 1990. Call the Cattle Barn at 402-729-3341.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, with Democrats winning the two Georgia runoff Senate elections, a 50-50 majority is expected in the chamber. So Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, poised to be the next Senate Ag Committee chair. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, also a Democrat, presiding over the Senate, giving Democrats a slim majority. Now, with full control of Democrats in D.C., farmers and ranchers can expect climate, along with the next farm bill, to dominate the ag policy front. Stabenow said as chair of the Ag Committee, going to lead an effort to create a voluntary climate exchange, adding climate policy for farmers and ranchers a top priority. Stabenow previously chaired the committee from 2011 through 2015. That's the last time Democrats had majority control in the Senate. In the Georgia runoff, Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock defeated Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, and Loeffler was a member of the Senate Ag Committee. The monthly World Food Price Index increased in December for the seventh consecutive month. Recorded by the Food and Ag Organization of the UN, the index averaged 107.5 points in December, up 2.3% from November. Except for sugar, all sub-indices registered modest gains in December, with sub-index of vegetable oil rising the most. Now, wheat export prices rose further in December, reflecting a tightening of supplies among major exporters and concerns over growing conditions and expectations of lower-than-anticipated wheat shipments from Russia. Sorghum prices rose sharply in December as well as sales from the U.S., mostly to China, remained robust. Corn export prices moved higher, sustained by continued concerns over corn prospects in South America. For 2020, the index averaged a three-year high of 97.9 points. That's nearly 3 points higher than in 2019. More ag news online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, as we told you the other day, the USDA has a new quality loss adjustment program, and the money for the USDA's new quality loss adjustment program will be distributed after the sign-up period. We get that story from Stephanie Ho.
Sign-up has begun for USDA's new quality loss adjustment program.
QLA payments will not begin to be issued to producers until after the application period closes on March 5th.
That was Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce.
We're doing this just a little bit differently than we've done some others in the past. The reason for that is this will enable FSA to calculate county averages where maybe the producer doesn't have that good, solid third-party documentation and the total scope of the QLA payments that were requested.
USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey elaborated.
This is unique. This is a challenging program to stand up, to put together, to come up with a different piece and a different way, and kind of survey folks in some ways first to understand rather than start paying folks right out of the box.
For more information, go online or contact your local USDA office. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
In other news, a majority of farmers and farm workers say COVID-19 has impacted their mental health. That's according to a new American Farm Bureau Federation poll. The results announced this week find more than half of respondents say they are personally experiencing more mental health challenges than they were a year ago. A survey of rural adults and farmers and farm workers explores how the pandemic has affected their mental health personally and in their communities. The survey also explored how attitudes and experiences around mental health have changed in rural and farm communities since AFBF conducted its first rural mental health survey in 2019. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
A warming bowl of soup hits the spot on a cold January day. One reason they've named it National Soup Month. Some tips for your homemade batch today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 8th, the eighth day of the year. Elvis Presley was born on this day in 1935, and in 1958, 14-year-old Bobby Fischer won the U.S. Chess Championship. If your weekend plans include a pot of homemade soup simmering on the stove, keep in mind some tips from the pros for more satisfactory slurping. The base is all important. Homemade stock is best. But if you must resort to canned broth, simmer some herbs and vegetables and at first, then strain. Need to add some kick to a bland base? Try a spoonful of tomato paste or a splash of soy sauce. And here's a trick for thickening up chowders or bean soups. Add a spoonful of mashed potatoes. Blend it with a few tablespoons of strained soup before adding it back to the pot. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and Lifetime Vision Center takes this time to remind you not to gamble where eyesight is concerned. Remember to always get regular checkups. From Dr. Wright, Dr. Crotty, and Dr. Wellsand at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn in Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Along with the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox. Pick yours today. They also have a new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred and a 2020 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. It took five decades for the Kansas City Chiefs to win a second Super Bowl, and now they're shooting for two in 2 years. Yet while Patrick Mahomes and company are the favorites at just about every sports book, the road to a repeat is hardly a smooth one. Nobody has won back-to-back championships since the New England Patriots successfully defended theirs in 2005, the longest stretch without a repeat winner in Super Bowl history. Whether it's the salary cap or free agency, the schedule or dumb luck, there are plenty of reasons why. Wichita native Breece Hall has become ISU's first unanimous All-American. For the first time in Iowa State football history, the Cyclones have a unanimous All-American. The incredible accomplishment was achieved when running back Breece Hall, the nation's leading rusher with 1,572 yards, made first-team All-American by the Walter Camp Foundation. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball teams resume play Friday. Marysville entertains Abilene. That is a Marysville home game, a change from the original schedule. We'll have live coverage on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Frankfort tips off at Hanover. Valley Heights travels to Troy. Axtell's at Clifton Clyde. Centralia hosting Lynn. Washington County girls at Donovan West. That's a girls-only game. Washington County boys in quarantine yet Friday and next Tuesday. Diller O'Dell travels to Falls City Sacred Heart. Saturday Southern tips off at Wilbur, Claytonia.
KNDY.
Said there's someone you should meet.
At a crowded restaurant way across town, he waited impatiently. When she walked in, their eyes met, and they both stared. And right there and then, everyone else disappeared. But one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight. Standing there in the front of a little church, among their friends and family, repeating those sacred words. Preacher said, "Son, kiss your bride," and he raised her veil. Like the night they met, time just stood. One boy, one girl, two hearts beating.